Do we have any cute intros for today?
I feel like dumb and I don't know why.
That.
Hello, everyone out there in internet radio land.
How are
Well, this
you?
is the 5 Point Podcast. I'm Bobcat.
I'm Burke.
Every week we look at a different anime to. Every week we look at the first three episodes of an anime to help you, the viewer, decide whether you should watch it.
No, we don't.
This time around, we looked at...
We do it because we want to judge them horribly for being wrong.
That's only when we do high-profile things. Now, this time around, I don't think I've ever heard anyone talk about this particular show before, but we're getting ahead of ourselves. So, this week we looked at Hero Tales, which is an anime that was actually going to be part of our original docket of six, and then it just got swept under the rug.
Yeah, it just it was expendable. We threw it away.
And now it's back, mostly because we were sick of having it over our heads.
Well, one of us was. I actually completely forgot about it.
As I recall, the suggestion was that from you, but anyway.
You recalled wrong.
Hero Tales. Chosen because it was on Netflix for free.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, first impressions. It was on Netflix and free. Like, I knew literally nothing about it besides that. Like, I might have had vague ideas of it being sort of Asian-flavored and fantasy-ish, but that's all I had.
I kept thinking of random Cartoon Network cartoons? That's how generic its title was?
Yeah, it's not winning any awards for creativity.
I have nothing. I knew nothing about this. It was...
You never know anything, though.
It was a thing.
That existed.
It happened. People animated it. Voiced it.
Right. So, let's move on to point two, story.
Fight scene.
Right, I think the guy might also be the Avatar or something. Okay.
Super Saiyans from the space stars in China.
This show kind of reminded me of Morabito in that it's fantastic, but it's kind of patterned on Imperial China and stuff. Although in this case...
I think it's directly in China.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, Morabito, after a few details, you realize, okay, this is just the equivalent of someone basing their fantasy novel on Merry Old England.
Yeah.
This time around, I have a suspicion, and I didn't bother doing any research for it, but I have the suspicion that it's based on something, like, more substantial than that level of fantasy-ish.
Yeah. It's China. Chinese names, Chinese characters, it's China.
Yep.
Chinese religion, sort of, I guess. Anyway,
yeah.
The actual story begins with, honestly...
Fight.
Yeah, it's... It doesn't take any time. It's just, it's a fight scene from the very start. One guy, Mustache, is...
We're going to be using insulting nicknames this time around.
Though half of them have been provided by the main character.
Yeah.
So
Mustache is trying to get the magic sword of destiny.
Yep.
Whatever it's called. The sword of rule, I think.
It's sword of destiny. Just go with that. Anyways, okay. He's trying to get Sword of Destiny so that he can rule all of China because he is literally the villain from Mulan.
No. The villain from Mulan was more dynamic than this guy. More charisma.
Yeah.
This guy is mostly cool because he has a nice mustache and he's really tough.
That and he looks like Mike Hagar.
I don't know who that is.
I hate you. Anyways, so Mustache has just taken down an entire temple full of priests and monks and soldiers and Then this random anime boy from, like, 1990 New York.
He has a very, like, rough way of speaking.
He's very modern. Still, he shows up and he starts to fight the guy, and he is entirely out of his gourd. And...
League.
That is what I said. Anyways, sure, so they fight, and then his magical Super Saiyan self wakes up, and they...
That's because he gets the Sword of Destiny for himself and unsheaths it.
Yep. Meaning...
Which pretty much means that... Congratulations, you're king now.
Yep.
Emperor, excuse me.
He's gonna rule China! Anyways...
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler.
First 10 minutes of the show.
Spoiler alert from the first 6 minutes. I'm not kidding either, folks. Anyways, so anime kid fights and he kinda loses badly. Sword gets taken. A monk who can't have directions finds him because he was lost. The monk is also a Super Saiyan.
Right, so some of the people have, like, astrological symbols embedded in them. They have superpowers that kind of look Super Saiyan-ish. Not quite spiky hair, but they have the same sort of aura and bigger muscle thing going on.
Yeah, they don't get the spiky hair yet. Possibly because that would just look ridiculous on mustache, but... Or amazing. You
know, now I wonder what a Super Saiyan with a mustache, like, what would happen to their mustache? Would the mustache get all, like, Yosemite Sam-sized if they went Super Saiyan 3?
Nappa! Find out! Nappa is a Super Saiyan. He'd get a single little strand of hair. A giant mustache.
Ooh, I hate that, Goku.
I can do
better. Ooh, I hate that, Goku!
That thing aside. So, Super Saiyan Monk finds the dude, and he brings him back, and then his... Sister Love.
By his, he means the main guy, Taito, who is also the kid who attacked Mustache.
Yeah, he's Anime Kid. He brings Anime Kid back to his not father and his not grandfather and his
not sister, who is not clearly his love interest.
Not sister.
I've seen too many anime to think that the two characters who fight like an old married couple are going to be anything but lovers eventually.
I have to agree, they're probably going to be love interests. It's really disturbing because they think of each other as siblings. They do
right,
nothing...
But you see, Burke, by anime logic, the fact that they aren't brother and sister means that even... Or siblings just means it's even more likely to happen.
Probably, because we find out that they're not blood-related, for the record, in the clunkiest dialogue ever.
Now, to be fair... Clunky dialogue is kind of the show's calling card.
No, this is clunkier. Hello, my sister, who we, even though we are not related by blood, I still consider a sister. That's Kung Pao related there.
You know, that makes me wonder if some of the bad dubbing is intentional, like they're trying to make it look like an old Kung Fu movie.
Would not surprise me.
I don't know, if that's what they're going for, they didn't quite go far enough.
No. Anyways, so she wakes him up with a hearty headbutt, because that's her thing. Ha 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 ha.
Yeah, she does that a lot.
Then
an agent of Mustache shows up and awakens the kid's true power. We find out the true destiny of the kid and Mustache. They're each a different sky god.
Sky gods!
And occasionally they are reborn on Earth to battle each other.
Yeah. And when they do, they destroy the entire place.
Yeah. So you kind of have that going on. Although, obviously, 3 episodes out of 26, we haven't seen if that really goes anywhere, if they avert it, or if it's even worth averting. Like, whether they've built it out of proportion, but...
Yeah.
Once it's revealed that the kid is like has awakened the power of the sky god in him, another guy, an older monk type, is and the not sister go along with Taito to the capital, I think, to try and find Mustache or whatever.
Yeah.
And then they have an episodic adventure where they find out that the Empire has been oppressing the native religion in favor of, well, if this is China, then I would assume that it's like animism versus Confucianism, but...
Something.
And I suspect that in episode 3 we meet a character who will be a bigger deal later on since he's in the title sequence. But that's really all the plot we've got going so far.
Yeah. We'll mention the two other villain-y characters and characters, but yeah, that's pretty much the plot. It's...
Fight.
Except for the third episode. The third episode didn't really have any fighting.
No, it more had, like, man versus nature type danger.
It was the worst one, I think, but it not in the normal way. Yeah, I'll agree with that.
It was more like a step down in terms of action, and that's kind of what the first two episodes gave you the impression the entire show was like.
Yeah. But, to be fair, I couldn't really see where a big fight scene would have fit in this episode. It did at least have a subtle little karma thing that is somewhat clever. If only because they didn't jam it down your throats with, oh, the greedy people, they were crushed by the god that they had been, whatever.
Disrespecting.
Yeah. Which technically did happen. Anyways, character?
Characters. This is not a show that has deep characters.
No!
Not even a little bit.
No!
Like, let's take Taito, our main guy.
Anime kid!
Hero O Destiny has basically a Super Saiyan state living in him. He's kind of like Naruto in that he has something big and bad sleeping within him. And he's kind of also like... Aang from the Avatar, where that thing sleeping in him is like a reincarnating thing that happens every once in a while. It's like there's a lot of comparisons you can draw.
Yeah, but...
None of them are entirely accurate.
Yeah.
It has that... It's not like you can say, oh, that is taken from X.
Yeah.
It's just like a lot of things remind you of things.
Yeah. It's a little better blended than some of our other things, Pigeon Rats. But... The main thing about him as a character, he does not fit in this time period. Like, at all. The dude talks and acts like he's from modern times.
Yeah, like, when the old man is talking about destiny, he just like, psht, destiny, psht.
I make my own destiny, old man. Now I'm gonna go play my PS3. He's also very much an idiot. It's been a while since we've had a good old-fashioned idiot character.
To me, his number one character trait, and I'm not making this up, this is what sets him apart, is he has a horrible vocabulary.
Yeah.
Like, he wakes up after being a Super Saiyan all Bruce, and he asks his sister, did you troll me down a mountain?
Yeah. I think it's supposed to be that he can't speak the language right.
Nah, I think you're reading too much into that. That's sort of like your time-lost character hypothesis. No, I think he just is, like, bad at talking.
I think he might be mildly retarded, honestly.
That would not surprise me. I mean, technically a lot of shonen heroes are, sort of, like, say, Luffy.
Goku.
Goku also. Except that those guys...
Goku has those guys. He had brain damage as a kid.
Right. But, like, with those two, they're sort of, like, they're sort of stuck as, like, 8.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they haven't progressed past that level of, I like to eat, I like to sleep, I just want to goof off and have fun. Ooh, shiny thing. This kid, it's more like he's brain damaged, but he's still progressed into his teen years, so he's kind of obnoxious, too.
Yeah. That's the biggest problem. Also... I wonder what that says about Chi-Chi.
She just wants someone to mother.
We might want to call Chris Hansen.
You're about 40 years too late, depending upon where in the DBZ series we're talking, but... statute of limitations may have already run out. anyway, the other character who really stood out to me was the sister. And the only reason she stood out to me was that, I think my favorite parts of the episodes were when she headbutted him. Like, and I'm, you know, that sounds dumb, but, like, okay, the first time it was just kind of like a, well, what the hell? He's horribly injured and you just headbutted him awake?
Yeah.
And the second time, he was basically stuck in the Avatar state, for lack of a better term, and was trashing everyone at a level of power greater than everyone else.
Yeah.
Then she headbutted him and that snapped him out of it.
Yep.
Like, seriously.
Well, Bobcat, the reason why that headbutt worked is because, and I only know this because I read ahead, so, spoilers, everyone, it's not brought up in the first three episodes, she herself is a reincarnated god Super Saiyan thing. However, instead of being combat-oriented, she has the power to control the others. She can dictate fate and the other star things.
Well, that's certainly clever.
Yeah, it's actually sort of interesting. So, hey, okay.
Yeah, that's actually kind of a cool reveal, because characters like that usually don't get to be involved.
Yeah. So then, as far as the character goes, she's not a bad character. She's loud, but she cares for her brother, lover, thing. Japan. And there's worse things.
Definitely.
She could be boring, like...
The trouble is that the rest of the cast is fairly boring, so I'm having a hard time deciding who you're talking about.
The monk.
The monk who is training Taito. He honestly seems cool, but he hasn't really done anything to distinguish himself yet. He's kind of, to use a Star Wars Episode 1 reference, because we all know how much everyone loves that movie.
Everyone!
It's kind of like he is Obi-Wan to his Anakin, if the original old guy who was training the Taito is Qui-Gon Jinn.
Sure. Does that mean that he's going to push the anime kid into lava? Anyways! So, yeah, he's really, really serious. He's been training all of his life. Really disciplined. Fights with a stick. Has no direction. Skills. That's his character.
You know, I completely missed the lack of direction skills.
That's because he brings it up all of once to other characters.
Yeah. And that's our main trio. Like I said, there's another character who shows up in episode 4 who seems to be our antagonist.
4.
Did I say episode 4? I meant episode 3. I guess because I was thinking, like, he must be the fourth character while I was saying that.
Okay.
But...
Well, no. Here are the three villains. I'll go ahead and get them out of the way. Mustache is the first one. He's a general in the Chinese army. He wants to usurp the throne, and he plans to do it by force, since he can't use the sword to do it by right.
Right, because the basic rule is, whoever can unsheath the sword will rule China. And the great secret is that the current emperor is using a fake sword because he can't unsheath the real thing.
Yes. And, Mustache could be an interesting villain, maybe. Maybe?
We haven't seen yet.
Yeah.
He's cool. Like, that's the thing about him. He's cool, but there's more to being a good character than being cool.
Yeah. I want to see where he goes from here. The other one is a lot more interesting in the respect that I don't think he's entirely human. Because he has this really weird sword and he can survive death blows.
Oh, that guy. He was actually kind of funny, but...
Yeah.
I completely forgot him until just now.
He was the main antagonist of episode 2.
I know, but I still forgot him.
Yeah. Anyways, he's just this really weird guy with a sword that has an eyeball in it, and...
Yeah.
He can control other people, and...
He looks kind of like Kabuto from Naruto, only with a manly chin.
I don't know who that is. He can control people's bodies. He makes girl... the sister, love interest, nearly strangle herself to death to piss off the main character. And the most interesting thing about him is he wants the main character and Mustache to go to war with each other because he wants to see the chaos that will come.
Yeah, that... he's creepy.
So I want to see what goes on from there, but the last one is kind of a villain? Maybe?
He's... Are you talking about the guy with the chain thing?
Yeah.
Or with the knife whip?
Yeah, whatever that
that's
was.
That's the one who I was talking about, who looked like he was... I suspect he's on the road to being a protagonist, but in the sort of, like, Wolverine mode where he's not entirely a good guy.
Yeah, because he saves civilians for no good reason, which is a good thing.
We haven't seen enough of him as of episode 3 to really comment on him beyond that.
Yeah. He's a character that needs developing.
I suspect that he'll get it.
Yeah.
There's also a bunch of characters who, when Taito went Super Saiyan, we had this brief montage of characters having their astrology tattoos or whatever glow.
Mm-hmm.
So the first episode, we get a good look at obviously who the rest of the cast is going to be, or at least the protagonist cast. But that's about it for characters. Like we said at the start of this, this is not a cast of deep characters.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's going to ever be a cast of deep characters. I mean, that's not where the show's attention is.
Really? I don't think it could survive being that.
Well, I would say that, like, to compare this with another show we've looked at, Morabito. Morabito had a sort of similar thing going on. Like, the plot was rather different, but it was similar in the sort of sense of a journey with an important kid and imperial politics and some sort of supernatural fighting, or at least, like, high-end super martial arts.
Yeah, but the biggest difference is that this show is all about the spectacle. This is more pure entertainment, pure action, fighting, all that. Morbido was all about the story. It was about the setup, the pacing.
This is a nice little segue to point 4, presentation. There were no fight scenes in Hero Tales that could hold a candle to that one rice paddy fight scene in Morabito.
That's right. To be fair, the sheer budget difference between these two must have been astronomical.
Right. And by the way, just as a note, since we didn't go into it earlier, presentation is where we talk about everything that isn't directly writing related. So, right now we're talking about, obviously, animation.
Yeah.
Interesting factoid is that the art style here, the character design was by the people behind Full Metal Alchemist. Burke was nice enough to look that up for me, and I just, as soon as I heard that, I was like, okay, that explains everything. Because the character designs are so similar.
Yep.
Which means that they're good character designs.
I guess. I don't really. But they're not bad. The animation was a little bit odd at times when their heads were turned sideways. Past that,
no complaints. Yeah, it didn't really blow me away ever.
No, the animation was very, very plain. It could sell an action scene for the most part. Nothing felt like it dragged too much. Third episode aside, third episode was very, very different. It was a lot slower paced.
Third episode was kind of like one of the episodes of Avatar The Last Airbender, where they were more interested in establishing that things were happening to people besides the main characters than actually advancing the plot.
Yeah. Which, to be fair, this show, unlike that last one, or whichever one had the dragons.
Oh, you're going to have to narrow it down a bit. What?
The stupid dragon show that only had like 12 episodes.
Oh,
fighting.
Real Bout School. High School.
Yeah. Samurai Girl.
Yeah.
Unlike that show, this one actually does have a full 26 episodes, so they can do episodes like this. And it works, I guess.
Yeah. Next thing on presentation. The art style was good, but the animation was competent but uninspired.
Yeah.
But let's talk about the music. I love the theme song to this. It has some of the best English I've ever heard.
Yeah, unlike last week's theme song, which was in English, no matter
just
what Bobcat
bad English.
Said. No, it was in English. You silly man, it was in English. It just had, like, a line that was in English, and it sounded like it should be in English, but it wasn't. It was English. This one is English.
Remember that line I said at the start of it? I feel like dumb, I don't know why. I love that. That is like...
that's a lyric.
And not just like a lyric. I think it's part of the refrain.
Yeah. Because
I say it over and over again. Which is hilarious because that sounds like the kind of thing like where you could take a picture of a little kitty cat who had like run into his head first into a wall. And it sounds like lolcat speak. I feel like dumb. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Okay. I've decided that must become a meme statement. I'm going to go out like to various meme sites and start making pictures with that.
It's not going to work.
I know, but it's a laudable goal. You and people at home can help me out. Remember, the phrase is, I feel like dumb, I don't know why.
Nobody watches us. Anyways.
A few poor people do.
So.
End theme, forgettable.
I don't even remember what the end theme was.
It was J-pop. It wasn't fun English.
The voice acting is passable. They sound accurate to the characters.
Taito's not quite dad. It is kind of terrible in places. He was like the only one I really noticed.
Yeah.
Which, I have to say, like this is a dub that I don't think it could have been successful. Like, the only way to make this dub successful, for my money, would be to Kung Pao it. But then, you know, you can't really sustain that type of insanity, not accurate dubbing for that long.
Yeah.
You could take, like, the first two episodes and turn it into a Kung Pao-style pseudo-movie. But
it would be kind of... I guess it'd be perfect for that. But yeah, it... The dubbing fits the animation. It's competent, but it's uninspired.
Both sub and dub are available for free on Hulu. I would say try both, but I suspect that the sub will be better, because this is the sort of this is the sort of clunky faux fantasy style dialogue that for me works better reading it than hearing someone say it.
Yeah,
because it is that sort of thing where they, except for Taito, who like Burke points out, talks like he's from a different era, or they chose to translate him like. It's okay, he's kind of rough speaking, so that must mean he sounds like a modernist day New Yorker minus the accent.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I think we're ready to move on to point five final thoughts.
That's... Really? Yeah. Final thoughts!
This really wasn't worth the build-up that we gave it. Like, you know, a review 6 months in the making. It isn't a bad show. I mean, it's the sort of thing where if you plugged it into 90s/early 2000s Toonami, it would be the show where people would say, well, Hero Tales, yeah, that's decent, but it's no DBZ.
It's another filler show, like we've mentioned before. This is one of those shows that you just watch week to week on TV because it's on.
And you don't have anything better to do.
Or even, you could have something better to do, but you'd still have it on in the background or something.
Right.
Unless there's something else you want to watch on TV at the same time.
And that's not to say it's bad. It's just...
Yeah.
It's just pure action, but the action isn't... Like, okay, like to use a comparison. Like, people talk about how DBZ... Okay, DBZ has bad timing because of how it was made.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they had to use the manga as much as possible. Like, for the animators of DBZ, the manga was like the buffalo. They used every part. It made it last as long as possible.
Yeah.
But the actual ideas behind the scenes were better than in this show.
Yeah.
The show has the seeds of potential to be good. Right now, I give it a, like, C.
Yeah. Maybe C+ if it keeps up the action and just gives in to its right as a mindless action kung fu flick.
But, and maybe gives us some more character to work with.
Yeah.
I don't mean more characters. I mean, like, build up what you have.
Yeah, better characters. So...
I should note that, okay, like, on a Scantron test, there are many paths to a... Like, every A looks sort of the same on a Scantron test, but there are many paths to a C. A lot of the shows on here, we give, like, a passing meh C rating because, like, they do really well in one area, but they just utterly drop the ball in terms of characterization or plotting or animation or whatever. This one, it just gets a C in everything.
Yeah, a little bit. Action's better than some of our past ones. Pacing's all over the place, really.
Yeah.
It's... Watch it if you want to. I can recommend it on that regard. But it's definitely not a show that's going to captivate you.
And although if it does, hey, I mean, that's good for you. Just go find some other anime, because you clearly need to watch more.
Or maybe you don't need to be watching anime at all.
Maybe you should watch something besides anime, because it just isn't for you, if you think this is the best example of it.
Yeah, because not everyone's an anime fan. I'm not!
Yeah, there's, and there's nothing wrong with
that. Why am I doing this? Why am I a part of this? It's a lie!
And on that existential note, good night and good luck.
Why? It's made of people! Oh, hey, something shiny.
Speaking of people and shiny, I don't know if that actually works or not. Next week, we're doing our first entire series review of the first season of Avatar: The Legend of Korra by the request of several people.
Oh, God, we are going to get hate mail.